Wisconsin's sexual predator law lets the state keep sex offenders locked up even after their prison terms are over if they're determined to still be dangerous. The present case involves the offender's ability to leave confinement and live supervised in the community. At first, offenders could go to supervised release immediately after prison or petition for it after 6 months. Later, the law was altered, so they have to wait at least a year and a half. In an exchange with Justice Diane Sykes, the defendant's lawyer, Richard Hart, says that change bumped the law out of line with confinements of other dangerous people.
As it's now changed, it's no longer consistent.
Why does it need to be perfectly consistent?
I don't know that it needs to be perfectly consistent, but I think people in similar situations have to be treated similarly.
Similar doesn't mean identical.
Hart countered that while his client and people like him don't have to be treated exactly the same as other people the state confines, waiting a year and a half for possible supervised release is too big a difference. This is the latest of many challenges to the sexual predator law. Another issue with the law is that the state is supposed to be giving sex offenders psychological treatment during their extra confinement. But many argue the law is now unconstitutional because treatment isn't really happening. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley raised this point while questioning Assistant Attorney General Warren Weinstein. But Weinstein says it's just hard to treat sex offenders.
We have an awful lot of these folks who deny the responsibility for their crimes and treat. Treatment people believe, right or wrong, that they can't be effectively treated when they're in denial. But I don't think it's fair to say that there hasn't been treatment available in a secure facility.
The justices will think about all these issues as they consider the case. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.